the year their son and only child Christopher was born. A silver baby's cup Harry'd ordered to mark the birth of his sister Prudence's first child. A new chimney liner. The first guitar they'd bought Chris. Her eyes lingered over this one as she recalled how Harry had later rued the day he'd opened that can of worms. Emma dropped that receipt on the desk. Chris might get a kick out of it. There was a file containing personal purchases Harry had made for himself. A three-piece charcoal suit and a lightweight summer sports coat. Three white dress shirts and the bill for monogramming the cuffs. A receipt from a jeweler in Boston for an 8-inch gold bracelet. And a... Wait, what? She held up the receipt and scrutinized the fine print. 1 8-inch fancy link bracelet, 14-karat gold. The price was staggering. Confused, she reread the receipt several times. Was she losing her mind? Had he bought her such a thing and she'd forgotten? Sure, we all lose a little as we age, and forgetting some things now and then is normal. But could she have forgotten so expensive and wonderful a gift? No, she was sure she'd have remembered that. She'd have worn it every day. She'd probably be wearing it right then. No, Harry had never given her a gold bracelet. And since he had never worn any jewelry other than his wedding ring and cufflinks, she knew it wasn't for him. And then she noticed the print at the bottom of the receipt. Add gold disc charm. Front engrave CJD 2/14/2012. Back engrave, my heart. Emma felt as if she'd been punched in the stomach. She could think of only one CJD. Carla Joan Dempsey, Harry's assistant at the bank for the last 15 years of his life. Pretty Carla, tall and statuesque, with pale blonde hair that fell just below her shoulders. Harry'd called her his right hand. As Emma stared at the receipt and the fog of confusion began to lift, she had to remind herself to breathe. But the truth was undeniable. Harry had bought a very expensive gold bracelet for Carla, a gift that went way beyond the little tokens one might purchase for an employee. February 14th, 2012. Valentine's Day. The inscription on the back sealed the deal. Harry'd had an affair with Carla, a woman close to his own age, one 8 years older than Emma. There could be no other explanation, though she tried to think of one. Emma's entire being filled with anger. To find this now, years later, when she couldn't even confront him and yell and scream the way she wanted, added insult to her red-hot injury. What had he seen in Carla? What had he found in her that Emma lacked? Why would he turn to another woman when she, Emma, had spent her entire married life doing her very best to be a perfect wife in every way? She and Harry had never even disagreed on much, and rarely argued. Neither of them had ever raised their voice in anger against the other, except about Chris. Their beautiful, headstrong boy who from birth had insisted on doing things his way. Walked when he decided it was time, talked when he felt like it. Not particularly picky about what he ate, but made his preferences known by tossing what he didn't like over the side of the high chair and happily eating what pleased him. Excelled in academics and athletics to his father's pride, since bragging rights were important when you had one son and you were the president of the local bank and a really big deal in Rotary and at the country club. From the day he was born, Chris's path had been carefully laid out by his father. Chris would go to Harvard, as Harry and his father had done. And then Chris would go to work with his father at the First National Bank of Wyndham Beach, and someday, when Harry retired, Chris would follow him into that big corner office overlooking the harbor, and his name would replace Harry's on the letterhead as president. Oh, the arguments they'd had when Chris announced he was not going to apply to Harvard, and he was not going to work in the bank his great-great-grandfather had founded, and no, he was not going to follow Harry's footsteps into the office of the bank president.